Hey, Mike, what's it feel like being selected by the Chiefs?
Oh, it's just I can't even put it into words what this feels like. You know, it's just been such a long road, and just to get taken by such a historic franchise in Kansas City, and I just, you know, I can't even put it all into words right now. Honestly, I'm on cloud nine.
Several Ivy Leaguers going today.
Yeah, it's a good year for the Ivy League. I think that shows that, you know, the Ivy League is really an up and coming conference. You know, it's just smart guys that love football, and I think the NFL is starting to really appreciate that.
So you guys aren't just content with owning all the teams you want to play, too?
Absolutely. We try to do what we can, but if you know, any day of the week, I want to play the game rather than coach it or own it. That's for sure. I think any coach or any owner would probably say that as well, too. The game is very special, and it's a very special game to be able to play. It's a tremendous privilege to be able to play the game.
And, Mike, for the Chiefs, they play a 3-4. You think you're an outside linebacker, or are you a defensive end, do you think?
I think that one of the things I bring to the table is versatility. So I really think that I could do either or. I mean, it really depends on, you know, what personnel we have and where they need me to fit, because I really feel like I've shown my athleticism. I can, you know, I could play that 3-4 outside linebacker spot, but I've also, you know, been heavy before and able to, you know, play that 3-4 defensive end spot, that 5 technique, and really be effective there. So versatility is a good thing that I have going for me. Then I'm ready to do either or, whatever the team needs me to do.
So they didn't really specify to you what they're going to ask you to do, huh?
No, not yet. It's been kind of a whirlwind so far, so. I'm sure we're going to get down to the nitty gritty and get back to football real soon, which is something I'm excited about.
Who's the coach who called you?
It was Mr. Dorsey, the GM, called me, and then threw me over to Coach Reed and the rest of the people there. And it's been unbelievable.
What's it?
You said it's a privilege to play the game. What's so special about football?
That's not. A question you can really, you know, answer in a sentence. You know, that's something that I could probably give a speech about. And I mean, the game has just done so much for me in my life and given me so much opportunities, and it just teaches you so many things. You know, growing up when I was a kid, you know, just I'm such a better person off than I am today than I would be without football. And I think that's what I owe to it the most. The man that I am today would not have been the man that I would have been without football. And I just love every minute I get to be around it, talk about it, and play it.
What's today been like? What have you been doing? Just sitting there waiting for that phone to ring?
it's probably felt like the longest day in the world, yeah. And just, you know, managing my phone and talking to my agent and seeing what's going to happen, but just being optimistic. And luckily it all worked out great for me in the end. And all I wanted was a team to believe in me and pull the trigger on me, and that's what I got. I'm so blessed to be able to say that.
Where do you stand with your degree?
I'm scheduled to graduate in May, so I finished all my classes, and I'm scheduled to graduate in May.
So you didn't have any classes this spring?
No classes this spring. Nope.
How did you make that work?
Well, I took my senior, what would have been my senior spring, off from school because I had an injury early in my career. So the NCAA gave me a fifth year of eligibility. Okay. And so I took that semester off so I can come back and finish the rest of my classes that I would have finished that semester in the fall, and also play one more season of football for Princeton.
I know you're thinking football right now, but what do you want to do with that degree?
I mean, I'm not really sure. Luckily, as of today, I don't have to think about that for a while. But I mean, yeah, I'm really not sure, honestly. Especially today, it's not the question that you're asking me today. I got one thing on my mind, and that's to play a good ball for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay, I think we're good. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.